second quarter, you're in the neighborhood. And down the stretch, that first half, what'd you notice, PJ? What happened?
No, we weren't in the stretch. End of the second quarter, end of the first quarter. We were 3 minute timeout. We were up 23-22. That was the last time we were involved in the game. Just, we didn't defend. I mean, we, you know they're better shooters and they're capable of playing a lot better than they've been playing. They work hard, and we scored close to 100 points. We scored close to 50 points at the half. We weren't even in the game. If you don't defend in this league, you can't be in the game. So we were never in the game. After, I think we were in the game for about 9 minutes, and even then it was a little misleading because it was 23-22 after 9 minutes. So we didn't play well enough defensively to be in the game.
Their ball movement, I mean, they did a number of things. The offensive rebound that comes to mind, shooting the ball, but their ball movement was better than it's been. Is that some credit to them, or is it
tons of credit to them. They played extremely well. They moved the ball. They always moved the ball well. The difference tonight was the shots were going down. Ben shot the ball very well. Joe Smith was unbelievable in the post. Joe just got the ball and turned and wheeled in and scored on us inside. And Lowell played very well. We didn't have defensive matchups all night for answers for any of those three guys. But it was very, very good execution. They moved the ball. They beat us on dribble penetration. They executed very well in the pick and rolls. And they didn't get a lot of offensive rebounds. But, I mean, it's hard to when you're shooting like 90%. There can't be a lot of offensive rebounds to get.
Dribble penetration hurts you again, as it has in the past. It seemed like they got more confidence too as the game went on and shot the ball a lot looser than maybe they have.
No question. But I mean, they're. It's not the kind of team we would like to play on a regular basis because they have a lot of people who can put the ball on the floor. That's not a good, it's hard to stay in front of Kirk. It's hard to stay in front of Ben. It's hard to stay in front of Luol. It's hard to stay in front of Chris Duhon. And then when you on top of that, when Joe's playing as well inside as he is, I mean, we weren't liking a lot of the individual matchups, but, we went zone and I think they were 6-for-8 against zone. So it was, it was very, very good execution and very good play by them. And we played similar to the way we played in the first half against New Orleans and the way we played pretty much the entire game against Orlando. We're step slow all night. So, I mean, it didn't matter who it was. I mean, it was, the guys in the third quarter and the guys in the fourth quarter was the same thing. Whether it was Adrian Griffin or Cephalosha or Noah or, Joe, they played a step quicker and with more purpose, and they executed a lot better, and they outplayed us close to for 48 minutes. So.
Concerned about the effort?
No, I'm disappointed the way we played. I, you know, I, I